Falcon fans, welcome back. Another episode of D Block. Great week of practice. Of course, got D Block in with me. What's up, fellas? Got a great show for you. Great show this week, man. We're going on, I call this safety patrol.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Safety patrol. We're going to bring the safety in. Guys here been playing good ball for us. Two young guys. Great career ahead of them. I'm excited about it. So, need no more introduction. Let's go. My man, Thomas DeCoop. Yes, sir. In his right hand, my main man, Willie Moe. Y'all know about it. 2-5. Yes, sir. 2-5. 2-5. Welcome to the block. Welcome to the block, guys.
Back chilling, man. Yes, y'all better with it. Y'all better with Pat. He's back there.
Appreciate y'all having us. What's up, baby?
Hey, home, get this on tape. We're going to introduce the world to this. This is called the hand hug.
Safety patrol, what's up, fellas?
It's good. Appreciate y'all having
us. Get you a show. No problem. No problem.
Appreciate y'all having beverages for us.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, that's what we do.
That's love. Yeah, that's love.
This interview, dog.
Hey, before we get started, man, remind you guys, man, we got kids, we love the show, keep it clean. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We love the kids. This block love the kids, right, block?
Yes, sir.
No, we love
keep it 100,
but yeah, keep it real. We love the kids, too, man.
Keep it real. But keep it clean. You know what I mean? What's going on, man? You guys playing good ball for us. We call y'all, right now, we just gave you the name Safety Patrol. You know what I mean? Y'all patrol everything on the back end right now. Get a guy's call, linebacker's call. We get that to the D-line. Right now, we know you guys playing good ball. What, we're going to get right into it. What would y'all give the credit to you guys playing good ball right now?
First of all, we have to give props to Coach, defensive coordinator Nolan, man. We noticed I had him on the show earlier, you know, in a couple episodes ago, man.
Shout out to Coach Nolan, man. Sweet.
And Coach Smith, what he's doing, the accomplishments, man. We turned this thing into something special, man. We got a front seven that's beast up there, man.
Okay.
We love it.
Okay. What about you, TD?
I think it's you know, our chemistry in the back end. We all been together for a couple years now. Been able to play, you know how each other play off each other.
Good.
And, you know, the chemistry starting to show out, and we starting to make plays out there.
Okay. D-Block, I know y'all got something for the guys. Yeah? Safety patrol, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I know Nick got
something. Oh, yeah, I got something. Hey, what's been the harder thing to adjust to, you know what I mean? Just being at safety this year with a new system.
You know, with more experience on our belt, we have more duties on the back end. You know, we should be more comfortable, and you know, we gotta take that pressure with it that comes with it. You know, when we make a mistake, some mistakes we shouldn't make, and we gotta take the good with the bad. You know, if we make a mistake, we gotta keep on rolling, man. And, it's not much pressure because, you know, we back there relaxed. We got a chemistry going, like DeCoop said, man.
I agree with him. You know, like the chemistry is taking care of a lot of stuff that would be hard. You know, we'll be guessing and we'll be sure what the other person is going to do. Now we know more or less what the other guy is going to do, and we can play faster and make a lot more plays.
There we go. Let me ask you a question real quick, though. Mm-hmm. This may be a little one word, maybe, for you. Then I'm going to move on to you, TD. Big hit, big clean hit.
Anybody.
Or the interception. Which one?
I'm gonna have to go with that pick right now, man.
Okay, you like the pick.
I'm gonna have to go with that pick.
Big hit, big interception.
Interception, man. Okay. All right.
On the ball.
All right. I want the ball.
Give me that ball.
Safety patrol. There we go. Safety patrol. They want the ball right there. D-Block. What y'all got for the guys?
Yeah, I got a question. Let's talk about some things off the field. What you guys like to do, Will? I know you. I've been knowing you for a while. I know you got your music thing going on. Tell the people a little bit about that, you know, and then Thomas chime in a little bit of what you like to do off the field.
No doubt. I like to produce music, you know, represent for Grace Entertainment, GRACE, Gentlemen Reunited and Create Entertainment, man. So we're going to run it like that for 2012. You know, everything I do, I give a shout out to D-Block, man. Y'all been supporters from day one, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, my man.
He said Grace Entertainment, man. Y'all get that Grace Entertainment, man.
Shout out to Grace.
Okay.
Me, I'm pretty low-key, you know, from California, West Coast. Once I'm in the house, chilling, got my feet kicked up.
Yeah.
Video games.
Here we go.
On the internet, surfing, buying kicks, whatever it is. Okay. I'm just chilling.
You got a dog, Thomas?
Yeah, I got a English Bulldog, two English Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah.
One 3 years old and one 7 months.
Get the names, so, man.
Yeah, Lester and Leela. Follow Lester on Instagram.
Okay,
you got, a lot of pictures. Follow my dog.
There we go.
I dig it.
Let's get on them kicks, man. I heard you dab a little bit on that. Let's get on to them kicks. Let's just speak on them kicks a little bit, man. Let's give a little insight on, you know.
The shoe game.
I don't know everybody kick game in the NFL. I know you got a lot of stuff you've been doing it for a while.
Yes, sir.
But I think I'm unrivaled right now. In the NFL, I don't know about NBA.
Right.
But I think I'm unrivaled right now. I got close to 1,000 pairs, about 400 or 500 here in Atlanta, another 400 in California. So,
all J's,
it's pretty
huh?
deep. One out of J's, Nike basketball, Adidas.
Tom's.
Yeah, Tom's, Nike running, what else? A little bit of Reeboks, you know, more Iverson. If I get by some Reeboks, it can be Iversons.
So since you know a lot about the shoes, man, just help the people out there at home so they won't go out there and buy something that's not really what somebody might say it is.
Right? Good.
Tell them how you can
spot it. For all you aspiring sneakerheads, if you want to stay away from some fake, like a fake site, this is how you know. If a shoe came out more than 10 years ago and they got a full-size run of that, they all fake. If you ain't seen that colorway ever before in your life, they probably fake.
That's knowledge.
So that's two tips for y'all.
That is knowledge.
Straight up sneakerhead tips.
Okay. I got another one on the sneaker conversation. What you look for in a sneaker? What makes it exclusive to you or a sneaker that you want to have? Is it the price? Is it you the only one, you know, may got a chance to get it or whatever? What separates it? What makes you say, well, I want that?
It could be like a combination of a couple of things. It could be the exclusivity of the shoe. Like maybe only 2,000-3,000 pairs to be made. But also, like, it could be the backstory. Like, there was these the Paranorman forms that came out. Like, you had to send in a picture of you being a weird little kid. So, like, the caption of the movie is Weird Wins. So you would tweet them a picture of you as a weird kid and you could win the foam. So I'm like, okay, I like that just because of the, you know, the thing around it, like, you know, it's a contest, there's a backstory to the shoe and whatnot, just, you know, things like that.
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt y'all, but D-Block, can y'all please get a shot of the War, the new War edition, Willie Moore Always Ready Camo, Breast Cancer edition.
Okay, let's get a shot of them, man.
Yeah, y'all could.
Plug it in.
Y'all
could. Plug it in, man.
Since we on kicks.
There we go. Take 10 seconds out of y'all time.
Yeah, those are nice.
Those are nice.
Those are very nice.
Nice.
We can get back to Will.
That's clean.
As you can see, Will, his shoes are shiny. Will likes shiny things. Will, let's talk about them old schools. I know you got a passion for cars. You like them cars. I know you see a colors out there. You might have to go get it. Now talk a little bit about your passion for the old school.
I'm in the colors. I love Oldsmobile colors. I have a 69, 71, and 72. I like the original 350 motors in it. You know, I'll put a big block in there just to soup it up a little bit. You know, and put some Flowmaster exhaust on there, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure you in the same
Florida boy, yeah.
Stay tuned, fans. We got an edition coming, yeah. Man. We got something coming in the works for you guys. You know, but stay tuned.
Yeah.
So, let me tell you first. Let me ask you a question though. This went on cars. We're not gonna get on too much because that's a little later. That's another segment. You get an old school car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy it out of somebody's yard. Mm-hmm. It's not put together. You haven't put your touches on it.
Right.
What's the first thing? The first thing you do to that old school car? First thing you want to get done to it?
Me, I start inside out, man. I go from the inside.
My
I
man.
Gut it out.
Say
gut
no
it
more.
Out.
Say no more. Say no more.
Gut
say
it
no
out
no
like
more.
A fish.
There we go. Put your engine in there.
Yeah.
If you're not running,
you might as well leave the car at home.
Remember that. Little tip, straight man. Up. Get straight your engine up. Right first, guys.
Yeah.
D Block. I got anything else for the safety patrol?
Just get back to rap. You know what I'm saying? Who's been your inspiration? You know,
okay.
For you to
good
pretty good with that. That's pretty good with that. I'm gonna have to go with Tupac, man.
Okay.
You know, as a political standpoint, I loved, you know, he spoke a message in all his rhymes and that's what I try to do. You know, if you listen to some of my words, I try to speak something that you can gain from it. You know, I'm just speaking about 69 colors. I'm speaking about, you know, stuff that's going on in the world.
Okay, man. I specialize in this rap game. Shouts out to my D-Block. It's Will Mo with Lil Deku. We harder than sheetrock, and it's Will Mo straight from a zoo. Black and gold, yeah, that's my soul. I got Weatherspoon, yeah, that's my brother. Man, we loose straight out of control. We in the dome. Records out, and we keep it real in Atlanta. Will Mo straight from Missouri, but I still got my country grandma. Ha! Bang, bang, like the hammer.
Drop the beat and we came to wreck. Shouts out to my D block. Man, I get them boys straight respect. We in the locker. In the locker, this our home. This how it goes. In the dome, we came to roam. Well known like a cell phone. What up, man? What up, Cool? What up, Spoon? What up, Nick? What up, King? What up, Pete? What up, man? This the click, huh? ATL, we in here. Deuce is up, A down. Represent for the GA. A town, straight bound, huh? Yeah, we rise up, yeah, all time. Shout out, yeah, Mr. Arthur Blank for giving us this real sign. One time for Lil Spoon Jones. One time to Lil Charlie Mitch. One time to Lil Deuce Dude. D Robin, we represent. Will Mo, I'm the president, cause it's relevant, cause I keep it real. A town, we stand up, we too hard, too kids.
Yeah! And that's just a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, Will Mo do this. Will Mo always ready, man. We done told him, man. We been told him.
Running back like Mike Turner. Throw the deuces like Matt Ryan. Will Mo, I come lay you flat. One time, flat line. What? You don't want it, man. Sun T, cause I represent. Ride around with my window tint like Obama, man. That's my president. I represent what it is, and I give a lift. Cause I gotta give a lift for my mouth. Keep it real, the little Mike Miller. Man, that represent, cause I split your wig just like a banana. Huh. Joe Montana. Gotta shout out my little Joe Danner. Yeah, that's my coach. That's my coach. Give a shout out, yeah, to Tim Lewis. I represent, man, I'm the truest. Represent for East St. Louis. The whole Missouri. The whole Missouri. I say this thing, man, loud and clearly. Make sure that the whole world hear me. M-I-Z, yeah, Missouri. One time, two times, three times, and that's four. That's Spoon Zone. I'm Cool, and I'm William A. Moore. I keep it real, and I throw the deuce, and I represent for this A-Town. Deuce up, A-Town. Deuce up and just stay down.
That's just a little bit, man. Just a preview, man. You know?
They don't need no more music like that, man. They don't need no more.
Man, they get the show started.
Like, I got another question. Kind of pertaining to football a little bit. Everybody know Tony got it. Tony's one shy of 100 touchdowns. So I just want you guys to kind of chime in on how it goes, you know, throughout the week. You guys guarding Tony, how he helps you guys prepare for the week.
Shout out to Tony G. We talking about Tony, man.
The legend, man.
Shout out to Tony, man.
Hey, first of all, it's an honor, man. I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life, getting the opportunity to play with Tony Gonzalez, man. I'm going to make sure I get a picture with him before it's all over.
You're a fan.
I'm a huge fan. Yeah. But first of all, man, dude make us so much better back there, man.
Oh, yeah.
He just good, man. That's all I can say. Nothing else to say. He's great.
And piggyback off him, it's really a privilege to go against one of the best people to ever put on a – best tight end ever put on a helmet and shoulder pad. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's just uncanny how he's able to get open. You know, he's not fast anymore, you know, but he just get open. It's crazy.
Not fast anymore.
That ain't no secret.
He ain't gonna like that. He ain't gonna like that part. He's not fast anymore.
He's gonna show you next week.
Shouts out to Tony.
Hey, before we let you guys go, man, I know you went to school with my main man, Spoon. You know what I mean? Give us a little sneak peek on something the fans might not know about.
Keep it clean. Give us a little
spotlight, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
gotta get it.
You know, keep it clean, though. The good version, man. We know you all good friends on and off the field.
Yeah, that's my brother from another mother,
Believe it.
But
give us something the fans might not know.
He wears some pajamas to bed I just don't get, you know?
Okay.
I don't know if they got a pink baby doll or whatever they on. What's on them?
It's an M&M.
Them ain't no M&M.
Had the M&M PJs.
They got too many colors, man. Too many colors, and I never understood that about him, man.
But he keep it at the house, though.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't step out in the M&M.
No.
Tell it. Huh?
He go out in public, you know. He
tell him.
Maybe to public.
Yeah.
Shout out to Publix.
Shout out to Publix. Man, we like Publix, man. I need to go to that.
Yeah.
Right, you know.
Other than that, you know. As a fresh linebacker on the field, you wouldn't think he'd wear stuff like that, but, you know, I love him.
There we go. Love him. D-Block, y'all got for safety patrol, man.
Man, I heard that TD know how to, you know what I mean, cut a rug. You know, he can dance a little bit.
Hey,
you know, the fact that he can dance a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got Oakland coming in.
Get him, go get him, man. West Coast.
do like this.
I put a look on my face.
Bouncing the beat to the start to hurt. Then I dust all the smirk off me shirt. Step to the ground as I catch the bass. I wipe all the sweat off me face.
Off me face?
Look at his face. Copy my color as I glide. Then I break the thing down. Do the world. Dust myself off like I just don't learn.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. Now's the chance. Come on, come on, shake as the dustle burns.
Can we do the this
this turns.
Yeah.
This turns.
Oh, oh.
This turns. Can we do the
yes, hey. You know what I'm saying? Hit the thistle dance.
Fizz!
Oh! 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 That's it, man. We got time to die.